Welcome to Sound Ecology, an audio postcard of environmental highlights.
You probably know the Mad River. It forms the boundary between Arcata and McKinleyville, provides water to much of Humboldt County, and is the historic home of the Wiat tribe. It also has a great naming story. In December of 1849, an exploration party stranded their leader, Dr. Josiah Gregg, on the wrong side of the river mouth. Dr. Gregg was an avid plant collector, and his party was weary of the constant botany delays. When Dr. Gregg discovered his comrades had forged ahead without him, he threw a tantrum that dubbed the river the Mad. It's a fun, flashy, dynamic river. The mouth migrates every few years, the river floods regularly in winter, and in summer you can walk across it in a pair of galoshes. From its headwaters in the coastal range, the Mad River runs over 180 kilometers, through Trinity and Humboldt counties, draining roughly 1,200 square kilometers. Before entering the ocean, the river turns abruptly north due to the triple junction of the Gorda, North American, and Pacific plates. This junction also denotes the usual upper limit of the estuary. Ecologically, we're just beginning to know the Mad River. Current research established a baseline understanding of the fishes and mud-dwelling invertebrates of the Mad River estuary. Researchers found a wonderfully surprising diversity of species, from juvenile rockfish to pregnant bay pipefish to scores of coastal sculpins. More importantly, fish and invertebrates were found to use this little estuary in the same ways they use larger estuaries. So although it's a small, flashy river, it remains vital habitat for local fish and crab populations who rely on the estuary to provide nursery areas, feeding grounds, and migratory corridors. For Sound Ecology, this is Catherine Osborne.
Sound Ecology is produced in Arcata, California.